If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1781. Money does not buy better habits. And Scared to Death of Death, The Important Things We Postpone, both by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. Happy Monday and welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet, sometimes a little too enthusiastically. And have you subscribed to our other podcasts? We cover minimalism over on Optimal Living Daily. So if you like today's content, check out that show for a lot more. Again, that's Optimal Living Daily. But for now, let's get right to today's two posts as we optimize your life. Money Does Not Buy Better Habits by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. I'm not averse to earning money. That would be silly. I am, however, much more concerned with outcome than income. A common mistake we tend to make is that we often assign money as our primary driver of happiness. If I made X, then I'll be happy. Once this happens, though, once we earn X dollars, we quickly discover that the equation is broken. There is, after all, a reason why most lottery winners end up broke. Bad habits. Besides, there are plenty of miserable millionaires and countless happy poor folks. A much better conductor of individual contentment, then, has little to do with money. Our daily habits. Said another way, the outcome of better habits is more rewarding than your income will ever be. You see, we have a much better chance of radically improving our happiness by just changing our habits, by forming new, empowering daily rituals. And we needn't earn exorbitant amounts of cash to do so. High income or no, we must avoid passivity in favor of active, engaged, deliberate tasks. We must acknowledge our mistakes, make the right direction-changing decisions, and then take incremental actions each day. Over time, as we move farther in the right direction, we'll be able to wave at our bad habits in the rear view, happy and content, driving toward a more meaningful horizon. This is all, of course, not as easy as it sounds. But then again, it's simpler than you may think. Scared to Death of Death, The Important Things We Postpone by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. No one wants to discuss death, and yet we're all going to die, obviously, which makes for an irksome paradox. What's worse is we often refuse to discuss important topics surrounding death, such as burial plans, cremation, living wills, and the like. The younger we are, the more we pretend the inevitable isn't inevitable. And so we live our daily lives with these worries in the back of our minds, uncertain what will happen if we get sick, if we die unexpectedly, if we become unconscious and can no longer make decisions for ourselves. But that could never happen to me, we think, knowing full well it could, and it might. Young or old, we're all one brief moment away from a disaster. We needn't be afraid though, just prepared. I was unprepared for many, many years. Recently though, I took worry by the hand and faced the fact that at any time, I'm a moment away from death. So I decided to plan accordingly by obtaining or updating the following. Living will. A living will, also known as an advance health care directive or advance medical directive, is a legal document that provides your family, doctors, and caregivers with information about what life-saving measures you wish to be taken should there come a time when you're unable to communicate your wishes. Last will and testament. A last will and testament is a legal document that dictates what happens to your estate once you pass away. If you have a complicated estate, it's best to have an attorney help you write your last will and testament so you can ensure your estate is settled appropriately. If your situation is relatively straightforward, you can draft your own last will and testament, which will save you attorney fees. It's best to learn about the components of a last will and testament and how to ensure yours is legally viable. Power of attorney. As an independent adult, it's important for you to have a will, but you must also consider a power of attorney. This document legally allows a person you select to be in charge of your financial matters, such as conducting bank transactions and investing money, property matters, such as management of a property, and other legal situations, such as operating a small business. A power of attorney is not only used in cases of disability and illness, but also in cases where you can't be somewhere to sign a legal document. Although I want to live for a long time, my deathbed ducks are now in a row. Even better, I'm free of the worry regarding those plans. There are other documents and considerations to consider, but the ones listed in this article are a great start towards calm waters and a calm mind. I used LegalZoom for some of the previously mentioned documents, as well as for the other basic legal documents. There are also free online resources like WikiHow that can point you in the right direction. For more complex tax or legal matters, I seek the counsel of my CPA or attorney. You just listened to the post titled Money Does Not Buy Better Habits and Scared to Death of Death, The Important Things We Postpone, both by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I think establishing healthier habits is more rewarding than earning more money because for the most part, your finances are a circumstance. Happiness and contentment are largely driven by the intentional ways you spend your time. Whether you earn a little or a lot, you can still make the decision to take care of your body and meditate and surround yourself with positive people. I'll tell you that currently I'm earning less money than I did when I graduated college, and yet I'm the happiest I've ever been. And I think it's because I've set up my life in a way that I have full autonomy over my time, and I could be really intentional on how I spend it. I'm much more focused on getting to a hot yoga class 3 times per week and cooking healthy food than I am about increasing my income. And this has done wonders for my peace of mind. So if you think more money will solve your problems, I'd encourage you to experiment with a focus on personal development instead. And since you need to have healthy habits surrounding your money as well, I wanted to point out that earning more money doesn't automatically make you financially literate. It will benefit you greatly to learn how to manage money and equip yourself with money habits that will help you navigate your finances regardless of your income. That'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back for tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.